This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has bagged its first medal at the Paris Olympics. Shooter Manu Bhakar clinched the bronze medal in women's 10-meter air pistol finals on the second day of mega quadrennial event this afternoon. With the win, Manu becomes the first ever Indian female shooter to win an Olympic medal. In women's and men's 10-meter air rifles qualification, pair of Ramita Jindal and Elavanil Velarivan, combination of Sandeep Singh and Arjun Babuta will compete this afternoon. Indian athletes will also be competing in archery, table tennis and badminton today. In women's singles badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu defeated Fatimat Nabaha of Maldives 21-9-21-6 in campaign opener. While in the men's singles category, HS Pranoy will compete against Germany's Fabian Roth in the group stage later today. In women's team archery quarterfinal, the try of Deepika Kumari, Ankita Bhagat and Bhajan Kaur will eye on securing medal by qualifying to the semi-finals this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today raised concerns over the drug menace in the country, saying that the government is taking effective steps to fight it. Addressing the nation in his 112th Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani this morning, Prime Minister Modi said, as a step in the fight against drug abuse, the government has taken a special initiative called Manas. He said the helpline and portal of Manas were launched recently and a toll-free number 1933 has been issued. Prime Minister Modi expressed pride on inclusion of Charaidev Madam of Assam in the UNESCO World Heritage Site. The Prime Minister highlighted that it will be the 43rd site of India in the list and the first cultural World Heritage Site from the Northeast. He urged people to include Charaidev Madam in their future travel plans. Mr. Modi noted that a country can progress only by taking pride in their culture. Highlighting the efforts being made in India in this regard, he mentioned Project Pari, which stands for Public Art of India. The Prime Minister observed that Project Pari is becoming a great medium to become emerging artists on one platform to popularize public art. National Handloom Day will be celebrated in the country on the 7th of next month. He called upon people to upload their local products on social media with the hashtag #MyProductMyPride. International Tiger Day will be celebrated across the world tomorrow. He said unprecedented efforts are being made for the protection of tigers in case conflict arises between tiger and man. He expressed delight that a large number of people are connecting with the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. Speaking about the ongoing Summer Olympics in Paris, the Prime Minister said mega quadrennial event is the flavor of the season in the world right now. He asked people to encourage the players and cheer for Bharat. The Prime Minister also asked listeners to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with 15th August approaching. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tokyo today ahead of the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting tomorrow. They had a wide-ranging discussion on regional and global issues. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India-U.S. bilateral agenda is progressing steadily and he's looking forward to attending the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena has expressed anguish at the death of three civil services aspirants due to waterlogging in the basement of a coaching centre and that of another student due to waterlogging-related electrocution in the national capital. In a series of posts on social media, the Lieutenant Governor termed the incidents as unfortunate and unacceptable. He has asked the Divisional Commissioner to submit a report covering every aspect of the tragic incident by Tuesday. The Delhi government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident. Students staged a protest outside the coaching institute. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, the summit clash between defending champions India and host Sri Lanka is underway at Dambulla. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, Indian Eves were 106 for 3 in 14.3 overs when reports last came in. The Indian side is aiming to lift the title for the 8th time. Meanwhile, the men in blue will also lock horns with host Sri Lanka in the second T20 international of three-match series at Pallikile in the evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.